You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Inside my home, the thump, thump of the bass coming from Seven Brew permeates my home and yard. Inside my house, the music vibrates the windows and comes down the exhaust pipe of my stove and fills my kitchen with noise. The music reverberates throughout the house, and there's no getting away from the intrusion of the music. The sheriff's dispatch is called, as is code enforcement. Complaint forms were filed, and we have tried numerous times to contact Seven Brew.
So we have a broiling controversy. This came up last Thursday in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, the public forum, which, of course, is your opportunity to bring any item of any issue on any subject whatsoever before the county commission. Now, the public forum has more recently, I would say in the last couple of years, for a lot of people, become the place where they just bring their political stump speeches for whatever thing they're interested in. And they talk about everything from the COVID-19 to Epstein to who knows what, all kinds of stuff. But also, of course, the reason you have unstructured open forum time is to bring issues that should be county responsibilities but are not agenda items. And this is often the public is bringing issues of concern to try to lobby the county or the city to take up an issue that they have not taken up so far. But in this case, it's bringing awareness to something in the public that is bothering some residents in a neighborhood where, in this case, you heard there, Linda Foulkes was one of the public speakers and said, look, this Seven Brew came in on my next to my house on Highway 90. This is the one that's in the Pace vicinity, not the one that's farther down the road. And she says, it's ruining my quality of life. We have a noise ordinance in place. The noise ordinance exists because neighbors are supposed to be protected from ongoing high volumes of noise from the neighbors, because that is a certain kind of pollution that ruins our quality of life. But that noise ordinance is not functioning properly.
Number four, it is the intent of the board to prohibit excessive and unreasonable sound that may jeopardize the citizens of the county or degrade their quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, if you own a piece of property and you live on it and somebody else is making so much noise that you can't enjoy properly the relative amount of quiet that you're entitled to as a property owner, certainly during the night and somewhat during the day, that's why noise ordinances often differ day and night, it's a violation. It's maybe you wouldn't call it a crime. It becomes immoral. And things that are immoral enough that enough people do often enough, we use the law to stop. And she says, reading from the note, that is, you know, at 70 to 80 or 90 decibels, continuous volume of noise coming from the Seven Brew, which I'll talk about in just a second, it's like having somebody run a vacuum cleaner inside my house.
70 to 90 decibels is considered loud. Prolonged exposure causes hearing fatigue. Examples, vacuum cleaners, lawnmowers, food blenders. Try listening to a vacuum cleaner all day long. Stress and anxiety are elevated. Sleep disturbance, difficulty falling or staying asleep, and with these are exposed at these levels. Inside my home.
Yeah. You doubt this. Try living operating when somebody's running, like leaf blowers are annoying, lawn mowers are annoying, but they're temporary. People having parties is annoying, but they're temporary. And at extreme levels, I mean, we literally use, you know, people use music as a form of, you know, enhanced interrogation, right? You degrade somebody's ability to sleep or operate or think clearly by playing really loud metal at them. And we know this has been done at various detention facilities. So, yes, noise is a violation.
This started in December and is still going on to present time. The first decibel reading, the deputy did not know how to use the reader, and it needed to be charged. So there was no decibel reading on that day. Code enforcement came to do a reading on a rainy day, and no music was playing. The decibel reading was taken anyway.
Which, of course, read nothing of violation. So Linda's frustrated because she feels like this business is interfering with her quality of life. She's tried to follow the process, calling the sheriff, calling code enforcement. Both times, at least for those times, it's been, you know, no joy, no satisfaction. And she wants something to be done. Now, in case you're not familiar, Seven Brews is a super popular new, you know, sort of custom foo-foo-y coffee drinks place. They make shakes and drinks, and they're delicious. And they are not, I don't know that you'd say they're a competitor with Starbucks exactly, because they're more of a, almost like a shake place with caffeine thrown in. But in any case, they make a lot of drinks, and it's the kids are great who work there. They're almost like Chick-fil-A in their friendliness and, you know, helpfulness. But it is absolutely correct that they play loud, young, hip music with a lot of bass in it as kind of part of their business strategy, as their culture, their ambiance, whatever you want to call it. And it's a drive-through, so the music is very, you can hear it inside your car driving through and anytime you get close to a Seven Brew. So that is part of their culture. Is that a violation? We'll talk more about it in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Nine Mile Road. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Connie Lawson Smith was the other person who showed up to complain, someone who lives nearby that same exact Seven Brew.
I am here because my family, along with other residents in our neighborhood, we've been living with an ongoing problem that has significantly affected our quality of life. It's repeated excess noise and bass from the business Seven Brew that was put into our residential neighborhood. I want to begin by saying, you know, this isn't about occasional barbecues and birthday parties and neighbors enjoying, you know, their property. We all understand that those things are, you know, a part of living in a community. This is about a repeated excessive noise that prevents surrounding families from peacefully enjoying their own homes.
Right. Periodic obnoxious noise is just a part of being people. Regular routine, day in, day out, you know, every day, especially as part of a business practice, that's not an acceptable level of intrusion. And by the way, the PNJ, Tom McLaughlin, had a pretty good article about this as well, with some of the details that were left out of the oral presentation. Corinne Lawson-Smith lives about 450 feet from the Seven Brew. Linda Fox, the previous speaker, lives about 150 feet before. And they have, you know, again, they have tried to remedy this, even working with the opening manager and agreed to reduce the music, apparently. But when that person moved on and the new manager came in, same problem. Fox said that she's been, you know, doing video of them to try to create a documentary record. And she claims that some of the employees are irritated about this and will go back and video her on her property, which may seem obnoxious, but is also legal. You have no expectation of privacy. You know, somebody who's standing on their private property or on the street can, you know, shoot video of you all day long if they want to. It's not a violation, even though you might think it's inappropriate or rude or being a bad neighbor. Back to Connie Lawson Smith.
We've done everything that we've been asked to do. I've contacted law enforcement. I've filed complaints with code enforcement with no response. I've documented incidents. I've recorded evidence and I've followed the proper procedures. Despite these efforts, the problems are just, they're continuing. It's been months now.
And so she says, I just don't know what to do. You've got a noise ordinance and it's clearly not working for us to solve this problem.
This issue is bigger than one family and just one neighborhood. It's about whether residents have a meaningful way to enjoy the property peacefully in their homes without repeated disturbances that keep occurring. My husband and I work very hard. We provide a safe and peaceful home for our children. We pay our property taxes. We maintain our home. And I feel like we do a very good job of contributing to this community and society. And like every taxpayer, I believe I have a right to enjoy my property. Perhaps the most difficult part is we have a child with special needs, and what can be, it's very sensitive for him. It's very overwhelming for him. He's wearing headphones now outside. He also wears those in the Santa Rosa School District County. He's an IEP student, so accommodations were needed. You know, our children should be able to play in their backyard, ride their bikes, or simply just be kids without the having to retreat indoors because of the excessive noise from this commercial business that was put into a residential neighborhood.
By the way, I had the wrong person doing the video. Is Connie, Corinne Lawson was the one doing, Lawson Smith was doing the video. Then people, she says people were videoing her back. Last thought from her, and you can certainly understand her frustration with her kid and feeling like, you know, I should be free from this intrusion. My kids should be able to play in their life. And by the way, they lived there before the 7 Brew came in. The 7 Brew is relatively new as they've been popping up all over the place. 437-1620. If you're sitting on the county commission, what do you do? How do you handle this? Do you handle it at all? Do you say this is just a neighborly dispute? Do you say this is a business practice violation? This is land development code stuff? This is a new noise ordinance needs to be put in place? Like, how do you solve this particular issue? Final comment from Corinne Lawson-Smith.
It's just so invasive.
Oh, sorry. This is the beginning of it.
I just really ask the commissioners to please review that whether our current noise ordinance and its enforcement truly provides a meaningful protection for residents experience chronic noise disturbance. If it improve, you know, improvements are needed, I ask that you consider them so that families have an effective path for relief. You know, a home is going to be the largest investment that my husband and I make. And I just want to make sure that I chose the right county to stay in. We shouldn't be forced to deal with disturbances from a business who chose to move into this residential neighborhood. And I really question any company's motto that is to cultivate kindness while causing discomfort, mental distress, and a dismantlement of the quality of life to their surrounding neighbors. I'm less than 100 feet. My property sits on an acre and a half. It wakes me up with a fan on. I mean, this is, it's just so invasive.
Yeah, I understand that. I can side with her on that. And I'm not in the area to observe just how loud it is, but if it is disturbing her sleep while she's sleeping with a fan, which is how I'd like to sleep, because if somebody's making noise that's too loud for that to cover, well, that's a problem. So here are some other thoughts just to kind of keep in mind as you think about this issue. One is it is perhaps almost an unenforceable thing to have a noise ordinance. Because why? Well, I don't know what the business has been willing to do or not do. It sounds like, again, some managers have been accommodating, others have not been. As I said, my own experience with 7 Brew is that those folks are really great. I know a lot of the kids that they employ, and they make pretty good money, and they put out a pretty good product. But I will agree, the music is loud, and the music is a part of their marketing, part of their brand, essentially. The fun, hip, young, active is very much what they're designed to do. And so, if you have a cop shows up to enforce, or even code enforcement shows up in, you know, marked vehicles, and you want to avoid getting in trouble, just turn the music down for 5 minutes. They have to be able to detect the problem. And so it's a very difficult thing to enforce a noise ordinance with somebody who is, you know, willing to temporarily adjust their behavior to not get in trouble or to not get caught. Now, I don't know that they're doing that, but they say they're doing that, right? That's one issue. Another issue is if you live in this neighborhood, you bought with a certain expectation of what was going to go on, and now that's being violated. They say it's hard to sell a home on the neighborhood, which if you're a buyer, would you want to buy and live next to a business that's having loud music all the time? Of course you wouldn't. Or even if you might, there's a lot fewer people who would be willing to. So that winds up being a kind of a taking. You know, kind of a tort. A tort means legally you've taken some value from somebody. A taking is when you've engaged in a practice that reduces the value of somebody's property because you've made some use illegal or something like that. So I don't know exactly what the best solution here is. I always hope for good neighbors. I hope for people to understand each other and get along. It would be better if a business that's going to make noise would be situated not close to residences. You know, I think of the one that's on 9 Mile in Pensacola is like, and the one that's on 9th Avenue. I mean, they're far enough away from any residences that the music isn't going to be an issue. And so should noise allowances be built into the LDC for distance? I mean, I don't know. Noise is a constant and difficult thing to police properly. Think about all the trouble that has gone in Pensacola over the years to try to control loud mufflers and people revving up their engines downtown. Like, it's, you know, how many complaints do the police get about people driving their loud cars on the street? All the time. You have no idea. It is a constant thing. So again, how do you solve this problem? 624 here on News Radio 923-437-1620. Feel free to weigh in. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And if you have any kind of a work needs to be done on the complicated systems in your home, you know, the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical, the plumbing, a generator, they do that. Peden does all of that stuff. They started with air conditioning, but they do all of that since. They've grown both in product line and in geography, serving everybody from Tallahassee all the way over to Mobile, recently expanded over the border into Baldwin County and even into Mobile County. They do good quality products, well-trained people, 100% satisfaction on anything that they install, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, if you get a new air conditioning system, because, you know, we're in the peak of the heat, man, like 110 heat index. It's crazy what's going on right now. But yeah, I mean, you know, we get it. Summer, Florida. Anyway, if you purchase a new air conditioning system from Peden, they will give you 2 years of this smart care for free. That includes scheduled maintenance, priority service. So you go to the front of the line. 15% off repairs, all included. And you can call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. Somebody says, which business am I referring to? The 7 Brew on Highway 90 in P. Ridge Pace vicinity. That's the one that they were bringing it up about. And, you know, again, I think the business is generally quite a good business, and their employees are quite nice. And it feels like Chick-fil-A whenever I go there. It's like, you know, people who are going out of their way to be nice and helpful and friendly and make conversation with you. But if they're also engaging in this noise-making practice, which they do, and it's disturbing the neighbors, that shouldn't continue. The question is, how do you make it not continue? PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash I-10 eastbound right near 9 Mile. No roadblock associated with that. Otherwise, the roadways are looking good. 437-1620 if you see anything.
And by the way, there's another part of this too, which is, you know, some people complain too much. Some people are too sensitive. You know that as well as I do, having neighbors. Some people, they, you know, like when the 4th of July comes around, there are some people who think that everybody should not do fireworks because their dog doesn't like it. Which I understand. You don't want your dog to freak out. We have dogs that don't like loud noises either, but we just say, well, you know, okay, a couple times a year, this is what you deal with. Would it be different if it was fireworks all day, every day, you know, over and over and over and over again? Well, you might not think that something that's okay 1 or 2 days a year is acceptable 365 days a year. And you kind of see the distinction there. It is true. Some people complain too much. Some people are too sensitive. On the other hand, there's also bad behavior. And the details and the facts of the matter are going to make a difference in how you analyze a case like this.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm gonna call her.
Diane Court doesn't go out with guys like you. She's a brain.
Trapped in the body of a game show hostess.
Take a trip on a runaway ship with a destination course. Sorry to say that it's not the same as a magical mystery tour.
Good morning, 6:29 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody says, how would the business know the police have arrived to take a reading since they go to the house? Well, if you have line of sight to the house, you might see the police arrive, the cops arrive, the sheriff arrive. Or if they go to take a reading at the property line, then you might see them too. Somebody else says, the zoning here is terrible. We just have businesses thrown up in all kinds of places that interfere with everybody else's quality of life. And, you know, look, the business or the property owner has a right to develop their property, too. Like, that's a part of this conversation as well. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
Well, we've got an arrest in that robbery on Patricia Drive a couple weeks back. We'll tell you more about that right after Fox.
Pelosi, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia joined forces to strike Iran-backed sites in Iraq after the regime launched a surprise missile attack on American troops in the region.
Iran launched a surprise attack against U.S. forces in Jordan. The United States has not yet responded to that attack, but overnight, U.S. and Saudi planes conducted a series of airstrikes against Iran-backed Shia militias in Iraq, who were responsible for 30 drone attacks over the past 3 days.
Fox's Trey Yinks, the Anthony Fauci-Rand Paul rivalry ignites again today as the former NIH chief returns to Capitol Hill under subpoena.
Why doesn't he want to be from the lab? Because he funded the lab.
Paul releasing Fauci's subpoenaed private journals in which he says Fauci admits the virus did not come from a wet market. Expect renewed questions about masking, school closures, and vaccines.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now it's 81 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies, looking like it'll be another hot day, but we'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson. All of that up here in just a few minutes. Well, charges are dropped against a 16-year-old Kanye Walker in reference to the downtown Pensacola shooting that killed P.J. Shepherd on the early morning hours of July 5th. The state attorney's office says those charges were dropped due to insufficient evidence. Walker had been accused of handing Nicholas Safford a gun that was used in that shooting. Safford does still face an attempted murder charge. Two other people are also facing charges tied to that case. A 20-year-old man is charged with attempted homicide after shooting a 16-year-old boy in the back earlier this month, Brian Mateo. He's accused of confronting the teen near Davil Way, telling him, quote, you were going to bleed before firing the gun. The teen ran but was hit and had to crawl to a nearby residence for help. A witness says Mateo believed the teen had slashed his sister's tires. Mateo's being held with no bond. And a 14-year-old charged with two counts of armed robbery. Now, this is after those two robberies at the Tradewinds Food Mart. Deputies say they arrested Quadaris Salisbury Jr. over the weekend. And they are still looking for additional suspects in that case as well. A 47-year-old Pace woman is headed to prison for stealing more than $1.3 million from her former employer. Jessica McKinnon pleaded guilty on Monday to grand theft. She was sentenced to 12 years. She's also been ordered to pay back nearly $1.2 million to Paul Patrick Electric. Deputies say McKinnon shifted the stolen funds between accounts over several years to hide the theft while working as the company's bookkeeper.
Escambia County's top administrator says the county's new paratransit contractor is still working out some bugs, but he says things are getting better. Wes Moreno, at last week's Escambia Commission meeting, responding directly to resident complaints about missed rides and confusing communication.
We've done our best to communicate. I'm not going to say we're flawless. I'm not going to say that. But we absolutely have been working with our staff and with our administration, with our call center, to make it a smoother experience, a more flawless experience. We're not there. I'm not going to sit here and say we're there, because we're not. But we are getting better, I think, every week.
And commissioners did press staff to verify that all affected riders had actually been contacted about that transition. Well, Escambia County families can now apply for online for free or reduced-price school meals for the upcoming year. That application window opens today at myschoolapps.com. Applications are required at some schools in Escambia County, including Tate and West Florida High Schools and several elementary and middle schools as well. Many Escambia County schools, though, do remain part of a program that gives away student meals free automatically without an application needed. But all of that information is available at the school district website. Santa Rosa County's application window for free and reduced lunches opens on Friday. It's 6:35 at News Radio. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Progressive Commercial protects small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today with ProgressiveCommercial.com. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. If you're in US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies through most of the day with just a 30% chance of a pop-up shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon. Otherwise, going to be a hot one. Temperatures near 96 degrees for your high, feeling more like the triple digits. Heat advisory and an extreme heat warning along the coastline. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Thursday, 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 81 degrees. Partly cloudy. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are looking ahead to the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision later this afternoon. CME's Fed Watch tool says that Fed funds futures traders are pricing in a nearly 70% likelihood that the central bank holds rates steady at the current target range of 3.5% to 3.75%. Treasury yields edged higher this morning as Wall Street awaits the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision and subsequent press conference with Chair Kevin Warsh. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose over one basis point to 4.614%. UBS CEO Sergio Ermotti said on CNBC that the bank benefited from strong momentum during the second quarter as pre-tax profits rose to $3.6 billion. He also warned of temporary headwinds arising from ongoing geopolitical volatility. Futures are mixed this morning as oil prices climb. Dow futures down by more than 100 points. Yesterday, the Dow gained 537. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Woo!
Summer's heating up, and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot, and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese, or slider trio? And finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. Mmm. With four locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's Barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
We have Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from Florida District 1, Northwest Florida's congressman. Jimmy, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Hey, Andrew. Great to be with you.
We had two fairly significant passings here locally last week. One was the founder, co-owner of the Florabama, Pat McClellan, who I think was one of your friends.
They broke the mold when they made that guy.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got a whole bunch of interesting news going on. One is a story that continues to make national news as well as Florida news is that we are executing more inmates pretty much than anybody has ever done in the state of Florida, a practice which I support. I am an advocate for the death penalty. I think that it is both biblical and rational, not for the reasons that most people think. You know, most people think that it's good for deterrence sake. You can't use something to create deterrence if it's not already justified on other grounds. The simple way to understand this is if, you know, how many times has somebody else put bubble gum on the ground in a parking lot or a sidewalk and you walked on it and it was a disproportionately irritating fact, right? It's a very difficult thing to clean up. Okay, so you might say, well, we need to discourage people from throwing bubble gum on the ground. Let's just cut off the hands of people who put bubble gum on the ground. Well, no, that's a disproportionate punishment. You are over-punishing. You are using them as a means, as a tool, as a mechanism to accomplish something, and you cannot use people in that way. People have inherent dignity made in the image of God, and you can only punish them according to what is just by their criminal behavior. So you can punish somebody for throwing bubble gum on the ground and creating an inconvenience to other people, but cutting off their hands, too strong a punishment, even though it would most assuredly deter people from putting bubble gum on the ground. Same thing. If it is just, as in right, moral, ethical, lawful, which is a byproduct of ethical and legal, byproduct of ethical and moral, if it is fair, appropriate to execute somebody, and it accomplishes a deterrent purpose, then okay, bonus in a way. But if the appropriate level of punishment for murder, which is typically the most common reason we execute people, if the appropriate punishment for murder is lifetime in jail and executing them would be punishing them more, you cannot punish them more than they deserve simply to accomplish a deterrent effect. That's why I think the deterrence argument is always basically misguided. The real question is whether it accomplishes a retributive purpose, whether it does what is just. As a society, we punish crimes with the idea of justice in mind, that they have violated something that is owed to the society, and we are basically treating them with the dignity due to people made in the image of God by giving them the punishment that they deserve. I actually think that executing people who engage in capital crimes is a way of letting them pay for their crime. It's actually a way of honoring the person's humanity by letting them pay with blood for the blood they shed. But I that's a long conversation we can have about this. That's kind of the, that's the short primer of an 11-part essay series that I wrote once upon a time. That's like the shortest possible version of it. But back to the case at hand is we executed two inmates. And, of course, the governor, DeSantis, has been executing inmates at an accelerating pace, or at least at a very high rate. It's the first time that's been done in a long time. One was an 80-year-old, one was quite a bit younger, but both of these crimes happened within about a year of each other. One man did it in 1986, one did it in 1987 or 5, I forget which way it is, but it's in the mid-80s. And what I always, in my head, what I always think is you have a movement against the death penalty, and I respect these people. Many of them share my religion. Many of them share something close to my religion. They're Catholics, but, you know, there's a lot of anti-death penalty advocates out there. I think they're mistaken, dramatically mistaken, but that's okay. I mean, we can disagree about things. But the people who are emphatically against the death penalty under all circumstances, I always put out the challenge, okay, this person did this. Are you really saying this person deserves to live? And in this case, the older man, Ochikone, I think maybe how you say it, in Pasco County, he was upset about his former girlfriend who refused to talk to him. So he went over to their parents' house where he thought she was. He knocked on the sliding glass door. His former girlfriend refused to talk to him. He appeared to leave. Then he came back later with a handgun. He cut the telephone lines outside the home. He was confronted by the dad. He shot and killed the dad, broke into the home. Former girlfriend fled with the child, shot and killed the mother, shot her 4 times, charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, received a life sentence for one and a death sentence for the other. The jury voted 7-5. I do not understand what the 7-5 means, but 7-5 was enough at the time, so he was condemned in 1987, and finally he got executed. That doesn't bother me in the least. People who murder their ex-girlfriend's parents should be executed. The other one is a former police officer in Lake County in May of 87. There was a young girl, I think she was 11. Yeah, 11, Teresa McAvey. Last seen getting into his patrol car outside a convenience store, and this is an awful story. I mean, the other story is awful. This is awful too, but just as a kind of, you know, prepare you for it a little bit, I don't want to spring it on you. They later found her body in a lake. She'd been, well, the worst things, okay? The worst things you can imagine have been done. He was convicted of first-degree murder, sexual battery, May 10th of 1988, sentenced to death, and now almost 38 years later, he gets executed. He was also suspected in the death of another unidentified young woman, not convicted for that one, and another one. So there were two others that apparently he was suspected of but never convicted of. Now, you cannot execute somebody for suspicion. But you're going to tell me these are the people we need to keep alive? I mean, you have to embrace the hard cases. We can have a conversation about wrongful convictions. We can have a conversation about abuse of the system. We can have a conversation about racial bias. I'm willing to talk about all of that stuff. But the basic idea that when you have somebody who has committed murder, it's clear and it's of the sort that has the aggravating factors that justify execution, I will shed no tears. As a Christian who believes in redemption and everybody, because, again, everybody made in the image of God needs to be honored in their capacity for guilt for having committed these crimes, much like you honor the humanity of the victim as well by holding the murderer accountable for those crimes. 647 on News Radio 92.3, the fact that we did two in one day doesn't mean anything special to me. It should have been done 30 years ago. Where, if anything, late and should be criticized for taking so long to do it. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Service brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton Road. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need to do any kind of video work at home, a business, a subdivision, something you're trying to sell, a car, a boat, whatever, Pelican Drones. Now, they do, you understand it's in their name, that if you need aerial footage of something, an event, a wedding, your home for hurricane purposes, whatever, of course, obviously with drones, they can do that. But they do ground-based footage. They do recording of meetings. They do, training videos for employees. If you've got a house you want to sell or a business you want to promote, they can walk through it or fly through it and take a video that shows people what it is, or a subdivision you want to develop. The point is, anything that takes camera work, they can do, and they will produce the video for you in the end and make it so that you can, you know, put it on TV or put it on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or whatever, and then you own the footage when they're done. So they do all the video production from beginning to end, and you own it. They work with huge clients, Portofino, FDOT, FPL, Innisfree, Netflix, HGTV, and then, you know, your neighbor Jimmy down the street who needed a hurricane video done for his home in case, right? PelicanDrones.com, locally owned and operated. Anything with video, PelicanDrones.com.
Nothing says happy birthday like an ice-cold Coca-Cola. So to celebrate America's 250th, drink in the fireworks, share bubbly hellos, and embrace every fizzy feeling with the refreshing taste of an American classic. This summer, pick up a Coca-Cola at your favorite retailer. Happy 250th birthday, America.
Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxson Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of four children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxson Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Perhaps a professor could use your computer. Please.
Computer? Computer?
Just use the keyboard.
The keyboard. How quaint.
I love that PJ is so remembering that scene from Star Trek IV that he's literally cracking his knuckles, flexing like Scotty
and talking into the mouse.
Jimmy Doohan and talking into the mouse. That's right. That's exactly right. Before he's going to teach the guy in the past how to make, you know, the beginning foundations of making clear aluminum. 437-1620. That's my phone number. Good to have you with us. I appreciate your listening this morning. I know you have choices, and I appreciate it. I do. I when I meet people, and they're like, oh, I love your show. I'm like, oh, that's cool. To me, it's like every new person is a, because I don't see you. You know, I'm looking out the window now, and I don't see any of you. Well, I probably do. Probably listening on I-10 Wave. I won't see that either. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
You might not see them, but they see you.
Oh, Andrew. All right. Fair enough.
All 22 million of them. What was it that saw you on?
Right. From Madruna Siano's shares of the interview I did with Boss for the Blue Angels. Yeah, that's funny. and I know, I love Brent. Brent's like, I wish it had been our video. I'm like, I was doing the interview. Right. Can't do it all.
Well, Elon Musk has launched a new banking and financial service on X this week. The tech billionaire announced the launch of X Money. Which he says will provide banking and financial services for X Premium and Premium Plus subscribers. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia launched some airstrikes on Iranian-backed groups in Iraq yesterday. The attacks were carried out late Tuesday. They came after Iran launched missiles at U.S. forces at a base, I believe it was in Jordan. And, here, this one's not very comforting. Humanoid robots from China are being banned in the U.S. The FCC releasing a statement on a national security threat posed by advanced foreign robots. They say the technology poses unacceptable risks to U.S. security. The statement says these advanced Chinese robot devices could be used by malign actors who could remotely commandeer the robots to spy on Americans and gain foreign intelligence.
Yeah, no, I don't know why you presented this as a bad story. To me, this is a great story. Well, we banned them.
I'm just saying it's unsettling that there could be humanoid robots in the bushes spying on you.
I mean, you obviously have not watched enough movies. This is passé for those of us who believe in science fiction and, you know, watch the warnings.
Have you seen the videos of these humanoid robots from are just so weird looking.
And there's actually one of the acts on America's Got Talent that's going to make it into the live shows. That's a guy who has taught them how to dance. And so he's got a dance team of these robots. It's both the most delightful and horrifying thing you're ever going to watch. Like all the robot stuff. It's, that's cute till it kills you, you know? So
the world we live in.
That's
huh?
exactly right. Did you see the story? I didn't pull this up. I didn't go into the details, but there was some school district that they were going to buy one of these. Well, let's just say that some people buy humanoid looking dolls, robots for other purposes besides education. Okay?
Tax preparation?
Let's just say that people use them for all kinds of reasons. Well, they were going to buy one of these that had been retooled to be a teacher's assistant in the classroom to use AI to answer kids and to, you know, supplement that. And I guess they were going to, and then I think they basically decided not to because they thought that, you know, retooling a mechanical sex tool as a teacher's aide was maybe not the best.
Well, look, you're giving the robot a second chance at a more valuable career path.
This is
a redemption story.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. No, I didn't see it the right way at all. Right. I appreciate you explaining that to me, David. That's I'll still keep my former position on this particular topic. Oh, by the way, I've been watching this series, Ride or Die, on IMDb, which is, or not on IMDb, sorry, I was looking at IMDb to get some background on it. This is with Octavia Spencer and Hannah Waddingham. She's from Ted Lasso. Anyway, very interesting series, you know, whatever. But I love the music, and, I love to get music off of TV shows and movies because they're always listening to stuff that I'm not listening to. That's where that song that I just played as a bumper came from. That's the first time I've played it. It's by Seibold, S-E-I-B-O-L-D, called So Obsessed. So you'll hear more of that. There's a lot of really great music in that series. So I love getting exposed to new music. Anyway, PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. 9 miles accident-free and not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, remember, was it last week? This week, things go together a little bit. James Fishback, remember Jay Collins, the sitting lieutenant governor, had brought a lawsuit against James Fishback. Both of them are candidates for governor. And the allegation was that Fishback had lived and voted in Washington, D.C. within the 7-year time frame where he's supposed to be homesteaded in Florida to be a governor's candidate. You have to have 7 years of uninterrupted residence in Florida to be a candidate. And they claimed that Fishback had, you know, voted in D.C. or whatever. Fishback denied the claims, had said that, he never changed his homestead. And basically the judge has ruled in Fishback's favor and said, you can't prove it. It's not a full exoneration. It's not saying it didn't happen. He's just saying you can't prove it. You failed to establish the case, and so they threw out the residency challenge. So he is on the ballot now. If you'd heard us talk about the previous story, that's what the judge ultimately decided. Weird things capture my attention, and yeah, I just always figure if it's interesting to me, it'll be interesting to you. Maybe not always true, but here's one that I found this fascinating. There had built a bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. There's already several bridges that connect Canada and Detroit. It's important. It's a major hub of commerce, right? I've driven across some of those bridges in the past. But there was an opening ceremony, a grand opening, like a ribbon cutting supposed to be for this bridge, the Gordie Howe Bridge, last Friday. Maybe it was a week ago Friday. And they stopped the ribbon cutting ceremony because Trump announced the tariffs. So Trump alienated the Canadians, and they didn't want to participate anymore in the ceremony of, you know, getting excited about connecting us together. That's not the interesting part of this story. The interesting part about this story where, you know, is like Canada was going to have their own ceremony on one side and the United States, whether they were going to have a ceremony. It's like, you know, after the divorce, mommy and daddy are having two separate birthday parties for you. You know, we're not going to do it all with, you have to each hire our own clown or whatever. That's still not the most interesting part. The most interesting part to me was the cost of the bridge. The bridge was supposed to cost originally a couple $100 million. The end cost of the bridge, started under Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, has been being built for 8 years, which is ridiculous, $4.4 billion. 4.4 billion. We just built Three Mile Bridge for $400 million, one-tenth the price. And Three Mile Bridge is, now I know this is math on the radio, but how long is the Three Mile Bridge? 3 miles. You know how long the Gordie Howe Bridge is? 1.5 miles. It's half the length, and it's 10 times the price, meaning it's 20 times the price. Even the Bayway reconstruction that's going to go to Mobile from Spanish Fort, which is 6 lanes. I think this Gordie Howe Bridge is only 5, if I'm reading right. I was really trying to figure it out, but I think it's only 5. Anyway, that bridge is 7.5 miles long, 5 times as long, and its current price, they're not even starting yet, is $3.2 billion. Now, it does, you know, it's a suspension bridge, so it's not pilings-based. I don't know whether that's more or less. They're going to charge a toll comparable to the I-10 toll, $8 per car. And, yeah, it's 6 lanes plus a multi-use path. So it's like, what? Whose brother-in-law did the construction contract for this bridge is what I want to know, because that's insane that the Gordie Howe Bridge is going to cost you, already cost $4.5 billion for 1.5-mile-long bridge. Anyway, that was the part of it that caught my attention is the ridiculous waste on the cost of this bridge. I'm not recommending that you should have hired Skanska instead. I don't hate my friends in Michigan that much. I'm just saying that maybe they could have done it a little cheaper if they had done a little bit better in their procurement process. 6:59 on News Radio 92.3. Some teachers and teachers union members show up at the Escambia County School District meeting, school board meeting, to complain about some things in the contract and talk about the plight of teachers. Well, talk about that next, because it's pretty concerning.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
COVID controversy at the Capitol. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.